section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
NXT matches on Raw and Main Event, another three-way tag match, and a former wrestler passes away. All this and much, much more in this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Episode Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So Sean O'Hare passes away. What's going on with this, Aaron?
Yeah, it was announced on Tuesday that on Monday he had passed away, which is very, very unfortunate. He had stepped away from wrestling for a long while, and he actually got into MMA, which was quite unique because he actually did it before anyone other wrestler had done it. And I think he was 4-2, if I'm correct. But it's really sad because he was somebody who in WCW towards the end, he came out part of the New Blood, and he formed a tag team with Jindrak, and I actually liked him quite a bit. I thought that he was he had the look, he had the size for sure. I don't remember his promo, so I can't speak to that. Obviously, it wasn't memorable enough, but it is really sad, and especially when they found out on Wednesday that it was death by hanging, which was a suicide. And, you know, it's something that, you know, he's 43 years old and, you know, these wrestlers, they're dying just younger and younger.
Yeah, but this is not something that it was done by steroids, because that's what, as soon as this happened, I was surprised because at the gym, Nancy Grace was on TV. I'm like, I'm waiting for this. I'm just waiting for her to talk about it. But she didn't, because it's sad that it happened. There's no way around it. But this is not something that was done because of steroids. I mean, that's pretty obvious. He took his own life. That's fine. You know, it's sad, actually. But I'm waiting for Nancy Grace to jump on the bandwagon and start bashing him. But when you think about it, other wrestlers that have passed, it was always big news. But his was like only to the wrestling community. I mean, when he was in WCW, I thought he was awesome. He had a look, you know, with the spiked hair and the goatee. But it's, you know, like you said, he went to mixed martial arts, some kickboxing, and also was a hairstylist. But it's sad that he passed away. So, oh, well,
yeah.
Hey, did you buy a CM Punk Blu-ray Best in the World for $2.99? Oh, you
know, I tried to, but they were all sold out.
Yeah. I guess this is, in response to, his lawsuit that he, went against the WWE. So I'm wondering if we're just never going to see anything to deal with him ever again.
No, we will. I guarantee you that at some point in time we will see CM Punk again. However, though, what you're talking about him sending the letter, you know, saying, hey, I would like my money. I understand it. I don't think he went about it the best way, but I do understand it. And they did this before. They did this with Eric Bischoff. I think it was Controversy Creates Cash. It was his thing.
He was bragging about how much money he's made from the WWE because it was like $20, and then they dropped it to what, like $2?
Yeah, and then I forgot what it was exactly, but
he showed his check that he got from WWE. That's what it was. He took a picture of it, and then so in response they marked the book all the way down somehow, which was funny. And I should have bought a book then, but oh well.
Yeah, oh well. But I think that this is, it just kind of says, you know, hey, that's fine. You'll get your money, but we're gonna, you know, make it so you get very, very little.
You know what the thing is? I don't remember hearing CM Punk chants during Raw, even when AJ Lee was out there. I don't remember hearing it.
You know, I think that over time things will slowly die down, and you know, you just kind of have to suffer through it a little bit, and you know, you kind of have to with this because. I think CM Punk is a talent. I think that he was a triple threat. He was a phenomenal person for them to have. They should have pushed him a lot quicker than what they did. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I think that he was just kind of sick of being there. And so he left. So, you know, now WWE is, you know, saying, hey, guess what? We're not going to give you any more money.
And that's the sad part, because I'm just wondering how this story is going to end. Because, you know, Vince has been one thing. If he can make money off you, he'll let everything go away. He'll be like, whatever you did before, it's over with. It's in the past. Let's move forward. I'm wondering if this is worse than Ultimate Warrior.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
I think CM Punk will be back. I think that he will be back.
I don't know, dude. This is one of those things that he's against the man, you know, like the machine, basically referring to Vince. But the sad thing is, the only reason why he made the money that he did is because of Vince. So no matter how you look at it, Vince made him, you know, he did make himself, but Vince gave him the platform to do it. Eventually we'll see CM Punk, but I'm wondering if he just would have just said, hey, I need 3 months off. If he had just done that instead of, I passed your impact test or whatever, I should be able to go out there and wrestle. He should have just done it a different way, but you know, it happens. He's gone. Have you been watching any of the like the Countdown stuff that they've been putting out? Do you watch any of that on the WWE Network? Yeah.
Countdown is fantastic for just, you know, something in the background that you can casually watch that you don't really pay that close of attention to.
Yeah, I watched the two new ones, General Managers and the biggest guys. I can't remember how they worded it, but it was basically like the biggest people they could have. And I forgot about some people. I forgot about King Kong Bundy. And once they showed him, I was like, man, that guy was tall. I forgot about that. But it was really interesting. They also had what's his name? The Crash Holly, which I thought was funny because he came out and said he was 400 pounds and, you know, he was maybe a buck 80 soaking wet.
Wait, I thought that he was 400 pounds.
Well, according to him, he was 400 pounds.
The scale said he was 400 pounds, remember? The
scale always said that, but, you know,
he's a big guy.
That scale actually only goes to the 350, but, you know, who's paying attention? But I will say that, do you think the WWE Network is actually putting out enough to get people to resub?
No, I think that they need more, and I think that they need some more original content on there. As somebody who's a big fan of wrestling, somebody who just appreciates it, I need more. Like, I feel like there's not enough stuff on there. And, you know, having the WrestleMania stuff is really great. The top tens, those are the ones that I watch. But the things I don't watch are, you know, a lot of the dumb stuff. Like, the Slam City, like, I understand who that's for. That's for kids. It's not for me, which is fine. But there's only two things that I really like on there. So if anything else, I would say open your vault, put a bunch of like older DVDs on there, you know, the like best of Hulk Hogan and, you know, that type of stuff. I know that they did the CM Punk documentary, which was really nice, but I'd like to see other ones. And I think that they really need to open it up and make people say, you want this and here's why.
Yeah. And the other thing I'm surprised they haven't done yet, because like in Canada, like I said, you can have it on your cable subscription. I'm surprised that they haven't gone to like Dish Network, DirecTV, Comcast, Time Warner, all those places. I'm surprised they haven't gone to them and said, hey, we're going to offer it for $12 a month, you know, because in Canada it's $11.99. Even if they offered it in the States for like $9.95 for cable TV, or did something where it was like, if you pay, we'll say $15, you can have it on your phone as well. I think people would be more likely to subscribe to it.
I think that you would open it to a wider audience if you made it an actual TV channel. It's not a bad idea, and I know that they've toyed with that too for the U.S. The problem is, though, I wonder how much they'd actually make off of it, because it'd be a premium channel.
Well, in Canada, they're actually making about 60% off it. So I don't know what they're making off for the MLB Network hosting it. I'm curious to see what they're making off it, but that hasn't really been announced. I mean, there's speculation that they're making, you know, upwards of $7 per sub, which it could be the case. We don't know, though. But do you find yourself watching the network at least 2 hours a week?
Yeah, I'd say 2 hours. I'd say that's pretty fair. You know, it's typically on if I'm doing something else and I want something in the background for the most part. It's mainly for the pay-per-views. You know, there are times where I get on a kick and I'm like, man, I really want to see blank. And then you kind of go down a rabbit hole. And, you know, I don't know if you're like that, but I definitely am like that.
Yeah. We're all running like two or three. I'll watch like two or three shows. Now with yours being able to put on your TV, Can you fast forward and rewind from your TV? Yeah. Okay. I was always curious to see how that worked, because that would be something interesting. If I had a smart TV, I would definitely put that on there. That would be one of the first things.
So. It actually makes me watch it more. There were times where I didn't watch it for weeks at a time, and not because I didn't want to, but you know, I would watch maybe a little bit on my phone, and you know, it would suck then too, because I would have to figure out where I left off, you know, on certain things. It's like, ugh, where was I at on this again? Oh yeah, that's right. I can't, you know, they don't save that. But on the TV, it's a little bit easier because I can just throw it on and do other things. So, yeah, so I'm pretty happy with it.
So let's talk some WWE programming for this week. We had an NXT match on Raw, which I was surprised about. And did you notice that Sami Zayn was over?
Sami Zayn, they Olayed right away. And Adrian Neville actually did a really good job of getting the crowd involved. You know, he was like, hey, cheer for me. Come on, like, you know, get up, get up, get up. And he did a really good job. And then when he did his finisher, the crowd was like, whoa. So a lot of people who had no idea who he was were very impressed by him. So yeah, I think that it was really smart.
The Red Arrow was awesome when he did it. And he also did a standing, what they said was
a standing moonsault,
which is not, it's a standing shooting star press.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which I was not happy about, Michael Cole, but, you know, oh, that's a great maneuver there. So I was happy that they did that, cause I didn't expect it. Like when they came out, I was like, whoa, what's Sammy doing out there? And Adrian Neville has the title in hand, which it used to be that they would never have that title shown on Raw. And now they did. I think this is the first time. So I was really surprised.
Yeah. I actually don't like it though.
The title?
I don't like the title, but that I don't like the fact that they really pushed the NXT guys on there. I really like them keeping things separate. You know, like when it was Raw and SmackDown and ECW, they were three separate promotions, and I think that was the best way to do it. And with NXT, I think it's cool to see them on there, and it was like, oh, hey, this is a way to get some exposure. But I think that NXT guys should stay with NXT, and that they should get more polish there. And then if you're going to bring somebody up, you bring somebody up. You don't just you don't have a match randomly on Raw, because I think a lot of the crowd, I think that there were a lot of people that were kind of confused. It was almost like having a WCW match, you know,
having Buff Bagwell versus Booker T.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will agree with that. I was surprised that they did it, but it kind of worked out for TakeOver. I'm going to be interested to see how many people actually subbed the WWE Network that weren't doing it after watching that match.
I doubt one person. I will say one person subscribed to the network because of that match for the paper.
All right. So, you know, the thing that also that opened up Raw, because it was a season premiere. By the way, Raw did pretty good, surprisingly, because they were going against two NFL games. Mm-hmm. But let's be honest, these two NFL games were crap. Let's just put it out. They had four teams that they could have had someone else. Anyone else could have been in there and done a better job. But oh well. So they actually did a good rating. But the first match of the night was Jericho versus Bray Wyatt, and this is basically end of their feud. Jericho went off the top of the cage. I was shocked about that. So what were your thoughts?
Yeah, when he did that, I was like, no, he's not actually going to do that. And then he did, and I go, all right.
He's like, all right, might as well. He did a Shane McMahon, except he didn't do the cross before he jumped. But yeah, he did it. He landed really weird, but I believe that was just an act.
Well, yeah, he actually said on his podcast on Wednesday that he was actually fine, and that it was just him acting, you know, it was just him selling it. So, you know, no injuries, which is always good. We don't want people to get hurt. But yeah, it was a pretty good match. It had some good false finishes to it, and the way that ended was actually fairly unique. I do want to reiterate, though, and I'm going to say this a million times, I absolutely hate cage matches that end when you walk out the freaking door, because a cage match is supposed to keep people inside of a cage, and you need to climb out of it in order to actually win the match. walking out a door is not winning a match. And that really annoys me.
I completely agree with you on that. Yeah. But do you think that this is good? This feud is finally over between the two?
Yeah, I actually think it was smart to end it on Raw because the way that it ended, Jericho hurt himself. Randy Orton attacked him. And Orton at the pay-per-view, you could have him take on Roman Reigns again, but I don't think that's going to settle anything. So instead, you could have a Randy Orton Chris Jericho match, which is a one-off, which means that it doesn't matter who wins. You know, you don't have to have Orton win. And so you could actually suspend disbelief because that's going to be Jericho's last match for a while. So you could potentially have Jericho win, but you could also have Orton win. So it actually could be a good contest.
Where do you go with the Wyatts? I mean, I would think that they would go against tag titles, but they've already done that. They had like 15 matches in like 4 pay-per-views.
Well, what do you do then with Bray?
I think Bray, since he's so good at talking, I think you need to put a title on him. I truthfully believe, I think that you should give him a US or IC title. But the only problem is that Ziggler has the IC title, and I don't think it's a big deal that he has it. I mean, do you find that weird that he has a title and you're like, oh, he has a title? And that's it.
You know, his thing that he did with Miz this past week, you know, they made fun of the celebrity leaks. But I was a little – I thought that the – I didn't think Ziggler was actually that good on the mic. It was kind of weird.
I thought it was weak. Like, there was something off about that entire segment. So I'm not the only one. Because – it seemed like, okay, this is a funny bit because you make fun of iCloud and you have this thing with Sandow and The Miz. And I was like, this is pretty good. But I don't know what it was. I mean, I didn't see that he wrote anything on his hand. Maybe it was just the way – I'm wondering if it was just the way that it was put together was off, was a big problem.
You know, I think it goes back to them writing the promos for the talent now. I don't think they should do that. I think that they should just let him speak because I think that it was really off and that he just, you know, he was kind of trying to remember what he was supposed to say and it kind of came off a little weak. So
you think that if he was given free rein to talk about whatever he wanted to, that entire segment would have been better.
Absolutely. 100%.
I actually will agree with you on that. I like Dolph. That's the thing. He was at one point our world heavyweight champion. And now he's not. He's the IC champion.
Yep.
But I do like now. Do you like the thing with Sandow and The Miz? Do you think that's pretty comical?
I actually do. I think that they did a good thing there. They worked with what they had. I think that Sandow, of course, is still underrated as a talent, and I think that they could do a lot more with him. But you know, c'est la vie. That is life right now. I think that you know you brought up something interesting, which is why putting a title on him. I think him and Ziggler, they could have an interesting chemistry in the ring, and you could have Wyatt take the title off of him and then just have Wyatt hold on to it for a while. But put him in feuds with it, though. And that's the biggest thing, because I think that if you have multiple people going for a title, it makes the title seem more relevant. I think when you move from feud to feud to feud with a title, especially a lesser title, I think it makes the title also seem a little bit bigger. So with the IC title, for example, let's say, you know, Ziggler takes on Miz at the pay-per-view. Ziggler wins. Guess what? Immediately he's feuding with Wyatt. Have Wyatt, you know, maybe lose at the next pay-per-view, but then win the title at the following one. And then let's say Miz goes, well, I want a shot too. And then Ziggler wants a shot. You have a triple threat match now, you know, and you could throw a fourth person in there. You have an opportunity here to really make the IC title worth something. And, you know, it's the same thing with the US title. You have an opportunity to make these titles actually big, and that's what you do. And so I think that, you know, you have Wyatt win the IC title from Ziggler. I think that wouldn't be a bad idea.
You know, I was thinking about other feuds. Was Mark Henry on Raw this week?
Yes,
he was. Okay. I don't remember seeing him. You know, one thing that I like about Mark Henry and also Big E as well, I think that they could push those guys and do it properly. And I think you can have a monster with Mark Henry, but I think Big E has it. I think he is a guy that could be main event, but you know, he's great in the ring, his promos are subpar. Well, okay, so I guess his promo, well, you know what though? He's decent in the ring, so he's not going to make it, you know, to be the top, because you got to be horrible, Roman Reigns. And then your promos have to be okay, Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns promos are not good. The only thing Roman Reigns has going for him is he has an amazing look, and then he has three moves that everybody likes. And so that's what makes Roman Reigns popular.
When do you think he's going to start doing the, what's Goldberg's finishing move? The spear?
The jackhammer.
Jackhammer. Do you think he's going to start doing the jackhammer here shortly?
I might as well. You know, you need something else, because the spear, in my opinion, is pretty weak.
Yeah, his spear is weak. I think Goldberg's was the Rhino's was the best.
Rhino's is always the best. Andy, the last thing for WWE this week that I thought was a pretty big deal was actually Seth Rollins. He was featured very heavily, and he had a match where he actually got a really big win over Sheamus. And Sheamus has done a pretty good job of putting some talent over lately. Rollins getting a win over Sheamus, does this kind of solidify him as being an upper mid-card, you know, player?
When do you pull the trigger? Seriously, when do you pull the trigger on him?
You know what? I think that my idea I gave out a few months ago, I think that's the best idea. I think you have Reigns win the title at WrestleMania, and then you have Rollins cash it in immediately. And then you have Rollins win the title, because guess what? The air will be sucked out of the room. People will be so happy to have Reigns hold the title, and then to have him lose it immediately, you have now a feud set up for the next 3 months. And that's what I would probably do, because he's not going to cash that title in on Brock Lesnar.
He needs to cash it in soon. And, you know, I do like, you know,
Edge?
Edge, you know, the thing is, Edge waited so long that we forgot.
Exactly.
But see, we're going to remember when it comes to WrestleMania that, hey, Seth Rollins still has that Money in the Bank. Now, if he stops carrying it, which it would be the key, if he stops carrying it for a few months, then we know that he's going to pull it here shortly, because everyone forgot. But also remember, Dean Ambrose took the contract out, you know, and dumped pop and popcorn in it. So I don't know if that's still going to be valid. It just, I guess, depends on what you think. But, you know, I feel bad for Sheamus, because he's another guy that if he was anywhere else, he'd be the top dog. And I think they're putting Sheamus, he was a main eventer at one point. Now they're dropping him a mid card. I mean, pretty soon he's going to be like Zack Ryder, jobbing. He'd be jobbing, man. So. Anyway, so let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster or just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands on the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Off the Mark, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top to save big on items from WWEShop.com. Let's talk about some Impact Wrestling for this week. So EC3 actually takes Rhino in a street fight. So what were your thoughts on this?
EC3 is still probably one of the best talents on at TNA right now. They're doing this little mini feud with him and Rhino. I mean, it's okay. You know, the stuff with Rockstar Spud, of course, is just insanely comical. Love seeing what they do with them. But I think that it's time to move on from this. I don't want to say I'm getting bored with it, because it's not like it's been going on for that long, but I'd like to see him in something else. You know, I'd like to see him taking on somebody else. So I think this would be a great opportunity. Hopefully this is the last of it, and we don't see this match or this type of a match again.
You know, I never liked EC3, and I've gone back and forth with him, but I will say that this is probably the best thing that happened to Derek Bateman, was becoming Ethan Carter III.
Absolutely.
Because no matter how you look at it, you have RG3, you have EC3. It goes together, and he's Dixie's, you know, he's the nephew or whatever. And I think this whole thing is pretty good.
You know, I'll say, too, I was very bearish on it, and I really didn't think that it was going to go well. I thought that this was going to be a big flop. And, you know, some of the characters that they've created, EC3, what's his name, Samuel Shaw, those are actually people that I'm interested in. Like, the Sam Shaw character, they've done a pretty decent job with him. I'm not saying that he's somebody who could be a world champion. EC3 can easily be a world champion there. Sam Shaw, not so much, but he's an interesting character. It's something that is realistic enough, and it's not too comical or stupid, like in the way that WWE would do it. So, but I think EC3 is definitely ready for a new feud and something that can, you know, that we can get behind.
I actually agree. So anyway, so Storm and Sonata, the great Sonata, they take on Austin Aries and Tajiri. So what'd you think of this match?
I think that Sonata's actually, I like the transformation. I like what they've been doing with him. Austin Aries, of course, is one of my favorite wrestlers over at TNA. And, you know, it's a tag team match, which, you know, you don't get to see everything. You don't get to see all the good stuff. It was good enough, which is what we want. I'm very interested to see what the rumor match might be for Bound for Glory, which would be Storm and Sonata taking on Tajiri and the Great Muta. I think that would be very interesting because, you know, we haven't seen Great Muta really wrestle in the U.S. since probably his feud with Sting, I would say.
But remember, this is in Japan.
Yes. And actually, you know, something that we didn't talk about, I don't know if you saw the news, but Bound for Glory is going to be taped.
Yeah, that's the problem. Because is it going to be live in Japan?
Because in Japan, yes.
But no, I mean like the pay-per-view aspect of it. Because if it's live in Japan,
No. We're going to get a taped feed. It's going to be like right. 6 hours behind.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, okay, if someone in Japan watches it on pay-per-view there, is it going to be live there in Japan?
Probably, I would imagine.
Okay. So basically what's going to happen is that they're going to have the pay-per-view and then someone's going to post it somewhere and we can potentially could watch the pay-per-view before it even happens in the United States.
I didn't think about that. This is wrong.
What they should do is actually run it live and then run it again at 7. So if you pay for it, you should be able to watch it live and also watch the tape one. I think this is a mistake for TNA, but this is multiple mistakes that they made. And, you know, as much as I want to say that they'll survive. It's stuff like this that's really irritating. But, oh, well, you know, that's Bound for Glory. You know, they had another match with the three, you know, the Hardy Boys, the Dudley Boys, or I'm sorry, Team 3D and the American Wolves.
Yeah, so they did another of the triple tag team series. Are you enjoying these matches?
Yes, I am. They're pretty interesting, but the only problem is that they don't give them enough time. They only give them like 10 minutes, curtain to curtain, and that's not including the commercial break. That's not enough time. These, like I said before, you know, I said this, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago, 20 curtain to curtain, maybe even, well, 30 might be pushing it. That would be a pay-per-view. 20 is perfect. You have 20 minutes curtain to curtain. So that's going to take up basically a quarter of your show. Have that be the main event. And those guys can put on a great match where everyone does their moves and there's going to be a bunch of false finishes and then bam, it's going to happen. It's going to end. And then, you know, they recap the match. I believe that this is the problem that they have. This should have been a lot longer, but that's just my opinion.
Well, I think that the other issue too is that, yeah, you know, and I love watching these matches, but I really hate when they do these best of series because you know exactly what's going to happen. Okay, 3D has a win, Hardys have one. Guess who's going to get the next one? It's going to be the Wolves. You know, I mean, that's just the way that it is. So they're going to finally do something else to finally end the feud, you know, where it'll finally have those three go up in some like TLC match or something.
Well, yeah, that's what it's going to end up being because what is it? It's a best of three. Is that what they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so best of three, they're going to do that. Well, you know, this is going to go until I would say it'll go to Bound for Glory. But the other thing is that TNA is going to tape ahead, which I don't get because what if someone wins the tag titles? What if someone wins their world title or the Knockouts championship?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't know.
Yeah.
So, oh, well. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and ending the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.